We'd like to welcome everybody back inside the Holman Studio in Southwest Chicago, where the Hamlin Avenue Boys record.
Hi, this is Gwyneth Paltrow, and I never listen to those Hamlin Avenue Boys.
I'm on my way home, on the way back from Houston. It's hard seeing the road through the rain. Please clear off the bed tonight, 'cause I've found a new way to die.
There was a science article I read. They figured out, using algorithms and computer software, the worst possible ways for a human to die. Now, I don't know what the feed-in data components would be.
Yes.
Because you should right away come up with your own software called, how do they know that?
Exactly.
Let's assume for a moment data science is a thing. So it would be feasible for there to be some kind of algorithm designed to ferret out a ranking, if you will, of things based on input, whatever those inputs are.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way I explained that. I feel like I was a teacher there for a moment.
Yeah.
So these are the worst ways. And by the way, do you have any guesses as to what you think?
Well, no. But I mean, as you were explaining it, it brought me back to school because I started drifting off.
Thank you for telling us that. Besides that, does anything come to mind as what you think might be ranked as one of the worst way to die?
I would, you know, come on. It's obvious it would be some slow, cancerous, drawn out.
Well, that's interesting because that didn't even show up, but that is one.
What do you mean that didn't show up?
No, these were like the top five that it listed of the worst ways for humans to die. That certainly is a bad one, and there's lots of bad ones, but you can only have five.
Are there really any good ones?
So yeah. I'm gonna read them to
so
you.
So you're gonna give me a top five
according
of the
to
worst
data science
ways
to die. Yeah. So you right away came out of the gate with cancer, and that's certainly a bad one. But
right.
That's not even on the list. So
I mean, it brings back in mind that Tammy Faye Baker, how she looked at the end.
This is gonna be in order from five to one, and one being supposedly the worst. So number five, burning.
Oh yeah, I could see that.
But isn't it funny? That's listed as five or the least worst.
Imagine them burning you at the stake. That
I know.
Must be unbearable.
Okay, next is free falling elevator.
Yeah, falling a building, elevator, anything.
An 80-story drop.
That
you know.
Would be.
Okay, number three.
It would be worse outside falling than in an elevator.
Because you see more.
Well, you're not seeing you come to the end, you know.
Oh, when you're inside, you don't
yes.
see the
well,
end?
Well, if you're in the elevator, you're really
you
not
look
looking
at the numbers.
The numbers go by.
Yeah. Going, keep whoa, trying to hit
I
a floor.
I got 30 more floors.
Keep hitting the floor.
Yeah.
Decompression.
I hear that. Well, like that submarine. But that actually, that was instantaneous, they say.
Supposedly.
That. So.
How would they know that?
Well, you know, I mean, if it's going to all of a sudden, boom.
Well, decompression also is where they get the
where
bends.
Where burning is lingering, you
yeah,
know. It's,
yeah.
Melting
number
flesh.
Two. Number two will surprise you. Radiation.
Oh yeah. Well, you see those things from like Hiroshima and all that. That would must be.
All right. And the number one. What do you think it is?
I guessed already. Getting eaten by an animal.
Eaten by an animal. Nope. Buried alive.
Oh yes, I can see that. Would that not drive you? That. Oh my God. Well, you know they've opened old graves where they've seen the fingerprints on the inside of the wooden coffins. So, that's happened.
I've found a new way to die.
You helped us all know that you don't like your feet touched.
No.
So when you would buy good shoes when you were young and your mother would take you to get shoes, how did you handle that? Because they touched your feet in that process.
Well, see, we would, when I was young, we'd go to this one shoe store.
And Tom McCann?
This was some independent that my dad and mom knew the guy or something. So they had the metal thing to get your size. So yeah. I just have to step on there. Nobody had touched my feet.
So far.
So I knew exactly what it was. And then when she brought the shoes, I put them on myself. Okay. Yeah, I didn't like, you know.
How about your hands? Do you mind having your hands touched?
Other than a shake, you know. Yeah.
For example, did you let someone massage your hands?
No. I don't see where it would do me any good, you know, to get a hand massaged.
Well,
so I probably wouldn't just do it just for that reason. It's like a waste of my time.
That could be the amazing part. I would agree.
To me, it's a waste of my time to sit there and have you massage my hand. I could be doing something else.
Well, and your thinking has changed because, as you mentioned in your haircut description,
yeah,
you really got cut differently, and that affects a person, you know.
You know, it really didn't bother me that much until my family started. You know, each son would come, like,
and make comments
in that week or the next week, and it's like, oh, Dad, you never got your hair cut like that before. And I said, no shit.
So there were constant reminders.
But I mean, it's
going to
grow out. So I'm not bothered by it. It didn't. I don't see it, you know. I'm not one to look in the mirrors and
speaking of that, do you think that we see ourselves as well as others see us?
You know, I'm not one to stand in the mirror and.
I know.
Like, I've never used a blow dryer on my hair ever in my lifetime.
I know. You were a bar soap shampooer.
All my brothers, man, they would stand there in front of that freaking mirror for, you know.
And now the hair's gone.
Yeah, 30 minutes, you know. Yeah, now it's all gone.
They blew it out.
Yeah.
Now, when you were young, though, and we've talked about this in one way or another before, there was a time when a bathing suit and a beach would have been an attractive thing because you felt good in your skin, right?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
As you matured as a young man, you lost whatever you thought was too much excess.
Right.
And it straightened out nicely.
There was a period in my lifetime, yes.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. It wouldn't have bothered me to be on the beach in a swimsuit.
In a small swimsuit. Without
the suit. I wouldn't say small. No, let's just go with a swimsuit.
Yeah, okay. Not a Speedo.
Never a Speedo.
Never?
No.
Did one ever touch your body?
Never, never.
Never?
The only time I wore a Speedo was at high school.
Did they make us wear those?
Speedos. Yeah, those blue little Speedos. Yeah.
Did they? I didn't remember that.
There was never enough room.
You and LBJ.
Yeah, well, you know.
When you have that level of appreciation for a young person does for their body at that time.
Yeah.
They spend a lot of time on it, whether it's their hair or in the case of, and guys too. But for young ladies, it might be other areas, whether high heels, how they walk, whatever. At that time growing up, do you remember wanting to know also how you looked from the other side? So in other words, if you got out of a shower as a young man, would you maybe gaze a glance at yourself in the mirror to see what the backside looked like going away? Did you ever do that?
No.
You do that more recently?
No, I don't care about my backside.
If you're seeing the backside, there's a reason for it.
It's never going to be exposed anyway, so you don't have to worry about it.
Not now. Of course not. But there was a time.
No, I've never. You know, I guess I'm just stupid simple, you know. I get out, towel off. But I'm not looking. I mean, some guys, they got to start at your hair, and then you got to work your way down your neck. I mean, they have a whole pattern for it.
It's a ritual.
It's wherever my towel's flying and drying, that's, you know, that's it.
It's a ritual. You know?
Yeah, it's got to be a certain way.
Well, as you said, you wish next time around you would rather have the brains because you had the beauty when you were young.
Yeah.
And so,
no, I said I'd take the beauty all
the
time.
No, you said you'd go back and do it. It's just an easier ride. The beauty's an easier ride.
I would think, though, a lot of people, beautiful people, get away with a lot more shit. They don't have to be smart.
Yeah.
You know, when you see about a lot of these celebrities or whatever, you know, or even not that, just, you know, people who are really beautiful, they get away with a lot of stuff.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. The brains, what are you going to, you know, unless you're going to make a lot of money.
Well, you can do that with beauty, you know, too.
Well, true. See, so it's a win-win.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't see a downside there.
I don't either now you mention it.
It served you well. I wanted to ask about if you ever heard of this. This surprised me. I came upon this. It's a problem. You know how you hear people that are hypochondriacs, people that are afraid of acrophobia, I think that is. Have you ever heard of aphantasia?
No.
Aphantasia is the inability to create mental imagery. The phenomenon was first described by Francis Galton in 1880, but has since remained relatively unstudied. And apparently there's quite a few people that have this, or degrees of it, where they can't really naturally have mental imagery. They can't think.
Isn't that a form of autism, though? Because I can explain something.
Are you saying you personally?
Yeah, and I could tell they're just not getting it. You know.
So they have autism because they didn't get what you
said?
No,
but I mean, is that a form of it? I know.
Do you have a very easy ability to create imagery?
In my head?
Well, I don't know where else, but yeah, if you got other places
too. You could draw it, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
You can conjure?
Definitely, yeah. Okay. You know, when you say, you know.
Definitely, I love that.
I can do it.
Conviction.
Well, don't you? I mean, if I were to say, you know, I'm walking down the street and I saw this
I'm very good.
Redheaded
guy. In fact,
guy.
You're part of my imagination. That's how good I am.
Yeah, and I'm not even real, so.
Oh, that's great. Well, aphantasia is this, and I've been seeing it a little bit more and more in some articles to where people have said, well, it turns out I guess I do it, and they never even knew because it didn't dawn on them whether they imagined things. Yeah. They just didn't, and their life was fine. But when asked specifically to try to go through some exercises, they couldn't do it.
So then they would never be able to study anything if they're not retaining anything. Or you're talking about, like, if I'm trying to describe, you know, sitting in a room with a fan, you know, and they wouldn't be able to mentally picture that as opposed to reading an article and memorizing the article.
Well, maybe, but I'm going to provide a test for us so that we can make sure we don't have it. So I want you to be ready by closing your eyes.
I am closing my eye.
Okay, and I want all of you listening now to close your eyes as well.
Yes.
Imagine walking along a sandy beach. Then gazing over the horizon as the sun rises. How clear is the image that springs to mind?
It's clear to me because somewhere along my life, in my lifespan, I have walked along a beach and experienced the sun rising in the sky. So it's because of the fact that I've experienced that I can picture it?
Well, that certainly would help.
Now describe something that I would never do. Picture yourself in a rocket ship and it's, you know, what am I thinking of? You know?
Yeah.
But you can still picture yourself in a rocket ship.
I guess.
Right?
Yeah. Now that's interesting. Do you, when you picture yourself in something like that, do you picture yourself in the third person looking at you doing it, or do you picture yourself in the body of the person in the picture?
See, I picture myself looking at
me. Me too.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
That's interesting, isn't it?
And I wonder why.
Well, that's because I think we realize, oh, careful, this could blow your hair back, what little you have left.
Yeah, that one strand.
I think it's just all good.
You think that's it?
That's it.
You think that's it?
That's it.
Are you sure you weren't a college professor?
No, I wasn't. Oh. But I played one on TV for a while. That could... So aphantasia, the opposite of that, which is the super visualizer, or the person that is so able to do it, they almost spend more time in the visualizations than they do in the real world. Hyperaphantasia is the name of that.
So they're really getting minute, you know.
They're like so into the imagery they create in their
blue
mind, they think it's real.
Yeah.
And therefore, they're firing guns at you because you seem like you're a criminal.
Yeah. Which one is worse?
Yeah, that's true.
That one, I think, right? You get so intense.
Well, I think just the phrase, now you're going to probably run into this more since we've talked about it.
Yeah.
So just expect that as you go through your day. I don't know where it'll happen. You might be getting some oil changed. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll have to pay attention, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it'll get your
attention.
It'll
just get, yeah.
Somebody will aphantasia you right in the middle of your world, and you will hyperphantasia right out of it.
That's exactly.
It's just all good.
It's big, it's black, it's fuzzy, it's hairy. Run for your life, it's a little bit scary. It's long, it's straight, it's big and bold. Run for your lives, it's out of control. Look in her eyes, do you see what I see? What was just one, now looks to be three. Uni, uni, unibrow. Uni, uni, unibrow. Uni, uni, unibrow. Uni, uni, unibrow.
Have you ever seen a unibrow?
Yes.
All right, was it on a man or a woman?
It was on, well, I've seen it on a woman.
Oh, yeah? And when, recently, long time ago?
Well, I remember seeing them on my
a lot
aunts,
of the women you
Christ
dated,
sake.
You mean?
No. But my aunts, back early in my
youth. Your aunts?
Oh, God, yeah. When I was young, some of them, yeah, they had Yoda unibrow. And, but I just saw recently, I think we had a server at a restaurant, she had a unibrow.
Do you, is it possible for you to not stare very much, or?
No, I don't stare at all. It doesn't.
You just notice it and keep going.
Yeah.
And then don't look, just mm-hmm. don't. Always look away.
I mean, any server, I always look. I hate people who, when the server walks up and they just, you know, it's like they're not there.
Yeah, they talk with their head down.
Yes. Oh, that just drives me insane.
I know. I like
it's
to look
person.
At people, too.
I, you know.
That's
I may
why
not
I always want to know their name.
Name.
Yeah, I want to know their name.
Yeah, but I may not remember, but I'll always look in order, you know.
And I'd like to ask them at least their name, and I might not remember. But.
Right, you know. And every time, acknowledge, you know. They fill up your water, thank you. A lot of these people, it's just like, oh, man.
I don't know if I've ever seen a unibrow in person.
All your life, you've never seen a unibrow?
I don't
unibrow?
Think so. I've led a very sheltered life.
Wow.
So I would say probably not that I can remember. If I'll have to get back to you if it comes to me later. But this next one I
okay.
have. And have you ever...
Oh, wait. If you had a unibrow, a lot of them will shave that part there.
Yeah, they give you two.
Would you do that? Or would you keep it?
Well, I don't know. That's a really good question. I'd like to think that I would be able to keep it and just be whatever God created.
Yeah.
But then on the other side of it, if just with one little straight little, you could all of a sudden just right. have two awesome ones. I don't know. Maybe I'd live life on both sides. I'd do one for a while and then do another. And,
yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, it's like hairdos.
Unibrow, uni, uni, unibrow.
Okay. Mustache on a woman. Have you ever experienced that?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Seen a woman with a mustache?
Yeah, how about...
I mean, I'm not saying like this.
Right.
But, you know.
But clearly.
Oh, you could definitely see her. Oh, hell yeah. Tell me you've never seen a woman with a mustache. In all the...
You know, again, I've led a very sheltered life.
Been,
I told Donna.
All the ethnicities you've seen. You're telling me you've never seen a woman with a mustache.
I probably have. I'm just not remembering. I'd have to say that fairly.
You're lying.
How about a mullet? Have you ever worn a mullet?
Hell no. Although I've seen a couple mullets that are, you know.
You liked?
Well, I wouldn't personally.
But you thought, hey,
but
that
if
was
you were going to
cool.
have a mullet, that's the type of
oh,
mullet
okay.
you want to
okay.
have, you know?
I think I did.
When they shaved
I
that
don't know how successful
right?
I was, but I think I went down that road.
Did you really?
I did.
How long was it in the back?
Fairly long.
Yeah? Over your collar?
Oh,
did it
well,
touch your shoulders?
Well over. I might even be able to find a picture I'll send to you.
Wow.
Of me in a robe, kind of Joe Dirty.
Yeah.
Kind of Joe Dirty. Yeah,
was
thank
it?
You
yes.
for that reference.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. All right, then the last part is, how about a hairy arm on a man or a woman? Now, men, you're going to see it more often.
Right.
Did you ever see a really hairy woman?
There's a couple, yes, dark hair.
Was
yes.
this ants again in yeah. your...
No, I've seen them, yeah.
You out know. And about, you mean, and they
Grocery
walk among us, you mean?
Or whatever they are there. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. that, those, yeah. On the hand, too.
Really?
You know, like by the knuckles and all that. Yeah, it's pretty.
Do you
yeah.
remember the, I don't know if you watched Seinfeld when it was on, but do you remember the one where he was dating this woman and they would show the hands of this woman, but they were a big man.
Yes, yeah.
And that's the hands he yeah. was looking at. And yeah. he just thought, I just can't get past those hands. You
I
know?
Know, that would be.
They're kind of like your hands because you have really big hands. You
they're
know,
just fat.
John Wayne hands. No, those are John Wayne hands.
Oh, no, these are nowhere John Wayne.
Would you go to bed with me? I find you very attractive.
Okay, so this hypothetical. You're the guy in this, Vince.
Okay.
A guy and a girl are dating. The guy's longtime friend, a female, your longtime friend, a female, is terminally ill and she's going to be dying very soon. And you've actually been with her to some of these appointments, and this is real. She's single, and you're dating another girl.
Mm-hmm.
So your friend is terminally ill, and she's going to die very soon. And this is when you were really young. She has not lost her virginity yet and will likely not lose it. So given her prognosis, she asks her lifelong guy friend, you, to sleep with her one time before she dies. And you've both really cared for each other, so this is not like a distant friend. This is a close, dear friend. So first of all, do you do it? And do you even tell your girlfriend what has been asked of you? Do you ask your girlfriend for permission? So let's go through those questions. First of all—
Would I do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
No hesitation. I don't even get to the other two.
Would I tell my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hell no?
No. Wait, what's she got to know for?
Okay.
And would I ask her permission? Well, no way. No.
Okay, so those other two.
She's a girlfriend.
Okay, well, enough said.
She's a girlfriend, I'll see.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. So,
what if she was your fiance?
Does that change it? That's interesting.
That'd be
that ramps it up.
Exactly.
Good point.
Would I tell her? No.
Let me just say this. I think what I would try to do, well, first of all, we don't even know if this would even be something other than the fact that you clearly care for this person.
Well, you're doing it because she asked you and she's on her deathbed, so you want her to experience, you know, whatever she's looking for.
Yeah.
Somehow.
And you can help that.
Right. And would you ask a girlfriend, and then let's say you do ask her and she says, absolutely no way.
Then what?
Now you put yourself in a position.
Well, here's where I would begin. That's a really good point. I guess what I do is, and maybe I wouldn't do this, but we'll never know, is I would ask my friend who's asked this of me, say, first of all, while I feel honored that you would even want me to help facilitate this, given what's going on in your life, I want to say that it would be more special for our relationship if we don't do that.
She's dying, dude.
I know, but I'm trying to appeal to the higher part here.
She's going to be dead. You're just looking out for yourself with that statement. I think so, yeah. What are you going to... That's as the old saying would be, a cop-out, I think.
You think?
Oh, come on. Her last wish, really? Your friend's last wish... out of everything else she could wish for, was for that. And you're going to say, well, no, Jessica, you'll be dead in a couple of weeks. I don't want to do it. I hope you understand. Really? No, that's brutal,
I didn't
man.
Say it that way. You made that up.
But that's how she would perceive it. How could you possibly explain that she would accept it? She's going to say, oh, okay, I guess I'll die without ever knowing. I'm content with that, Edward.
Wouldn't I even be able to say, can you understand how much I do love you by me saying no?
I'm just saying, I really want to go through with this to prove your love for me.
I'm going to use that recording.
What are you going to do?
Thank you, Vince, for that. I'm going to use that.
So you would not do it?
Well, I guess.
Dying friend's last wish.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't. I would have to. That would bother me the rest of my life.
Okay, so let's carry that through just for a second. So you go ahead and you do that and you don't say anything and you don't ask permission and you accommodate. Your friend dies. I want to talk to you about another scenario, but your friend dies in this one. And then at the funeral, your girlfriend finds out because somebody who thought it was really cool that you two got together before she died because she wanted that. Now your girlfriend finds out and says, what the fuck, Vince?
This is Snoop Dogg from Los Angeles, and I never listen to those Hamlin Avenue boys from the south side of Chicago.
Would you go to bed with me?
So how do you handle that? What's your thought process on explaining yourself?
Well, I would just, like you said, I would explain. Instead of explaining to the poor dying friend, I would explain to my girlfriend that, you know, this was her dying wish. And we've known each other, you know, and I would try to explain to her the reasoning behind my actions.
That would probably work, provided you hadn't used all kinds of stuff like that over your time together, you know?
Then I would search and find out who told on me.
Yeah. You would seek and destroy.
Damn right.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, that's another thing. Maybe I would tell, you know, the dying friend, you know, this is just between you and I.
Yeah.
I think she would understand that.
Yeah.
I don't want it to get out.
You got
to
take this.
I will do it, but.
You got to take this with you.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to put this on the web. So if I had that understanding. That's
yeah. True. And you could keep everything on the down low. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
See, well, it's kind of like, I've even mentioned this when I asked you about having superpowers, and the only thing you could think of is, how could I rob something with that superpower?
Yeah, that's strange.
You seem to really, and built into you is the desire to figure out, is there another way? Not for particular good, bad, or different. Mm-hmm. Is there another way, you know? And I think that's pretty remarkable, and I like that. So
it's always, yeah, I think about it, and it's like, yeah, but it's always like, what am I getting out of it?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah, I love
it. Superpower, but what am I getting out of it?
Hello, this is Gareth from London, England, and I never listened to the Hamlin Avenue Boys on Spotify.
A hip or cool person, and every generation has them. Many agree or disagree, but there are many that you point to, no matter what group you're in. And so, having seen that, do you think it's possible for a person to be hip or cool and yet nobody notice?
So was it the person that's doing it or being observed?
Well, that's like science and experiments. See? They say sometimes the experimenter's desired outcome, even though they're trying to play according to the scientific requirements, they influence, because of the energetic nature of the universe, they influence results from that God spark.
Yeah.
You know.
But then what, you know, hip and cool, what do you think about?
What is hip
mainly
and cool?
Sort of going with the trend or being a little above the trend, you know? I mean.
So what is hip?
Yeah. And in your lifetime, was there ever a point in your life that you thought, yeah, I'm pretty cool. I'm a pretty cool guy.
I have to be honest and say I have felt that
I did
at
too,
moments.
At certain times.
And I call moments
life.
Periods of time that are pretty shortish in the lifelong fixture.
Yeah.
But there were times for periods.
You thought that, you had it.
I feel like I felt that at times.
Yeah.
Is it only because I only allowed myself to feel it in those times? I don't know.
Right.
Or is it that's when they occurred? This is why I'm saying, is there a quality that one could look for to define it? Or is it in the act of observation that something becomes acknowledged as cool or hip? And why did we feel it in those times that you're asking
what
about?
What were you doing? Or was it the way?
Where were you up here?
Your lifestyle.
Maybe.
You know, I mean, if you were living like, you know, hey, you know, you had the right apartment, you're driving the right car, you dressed the right dress, you went to the right places at that moment in your life.
You had the right dying friends.
Right, exactly. Who kept their mouth shut.
Would you go to bed with me? Let your hair go.
find you very attractive.
Yeah, but it's always like, what am I getting out of it?
That makes you sound like a hip person.